We continue our learning of the Nishmas David b'Manachem Mishnah v'Chav Yaakov b'Pirchas Shaliyo. We're increases Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Chamisha Mivin Karban Echad Al Averos Habeh. There are five people who we'll see. We'll list them in the Mishnah who bring one carbon, although they were in violation of multiple averos. V'Chamisha Mivin Karban Al Aviyorid. We'll also see five people in the next Mishnah who are those who bring the carbon Al Aviyorid where the carbon is dependent on a person's financial status. So we begin, Elu Mivin Karban Echad Al Averos Harbeh. These are those who bring one carbon, although they were in violation of multiple Averos. Number one is Haba Al Shivcha Bios Harbeh. This is someone who had relations with the Shivcha Harufa. We mentioned the Shivcha Harufa. Either she's a full Shivcha Kananis, or she's betrothed to an Eved Ivri, or maybe she is Chatzi Shivcha V'Chatzi Bas Chorin, who is betrothed to an Eved Ivri, and another man now has relations with this woman. This is not classic Arayos. We may remember that you bring a Karban Asham for this, and the Pasuk says, V'chiper Alav HaKohen Be'el HaAsham Lefnei Hashem Al Chata So Asher Chata. Now the phrase Asher Chata is superfluous. You said Al Chata So. Why do I have to say Asher Chata? Asher Chata is extra to teach me. L'rabos Chatoim Harbeh. Even though there are many sins, meaning relations with this particular Shivcha Harufa, nonetheless, Asher Chata teaches us one El HaAsham, one Asham for the many Chatos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shkogos, the Perek Tes, Aval the following, Remed of Aramim Shivcha Achas. That's all where it's multiple Averos with the same Shivcha. But if a man has relations with many Shivcha Harufas, even if it's all one state of unawareness, Chayev Asham al kol Shivcha v'Shivcha, separate bodies, separate people. He's a Chayev Karban Asham for each and every one, and that's derived from the fact that the Pasuk says, V'hi Shivcha necherefes le'ish, V'hi Shivcha teaches us the Chayev al kol Shivcha v'Shivcha. But in a case where it's the same Shivcha and it's many Bios, one Karban Asham, and that's it. So that's the first on the list. Number two is V'nazir Shenitma Tumos Harbeh. If you have someone, or you have a Nazir who has become Tamei multiple times. Now, Nazir is supposed to count, of course, minimum of Nazirus is 30 days. It can be for a year, it can be many years. But if he becomes Tamei Mace during that time, so then he has to start a new count. And there are special karbonos that have to be brought when he becomes Tamei. So a Nazir, we're coming to tell you, is that one set of karbonos, even if he became Tamei from a dead body many times, makes no difference. And this is true even if he became Tamei again on the seventh day of his purification process. The previous Tuma, he's in the middle of being mitahir himself. He's counting his 7 days, and now it's the last day, the seventh day. So the Chiddush here, this happens to be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of our Mishnah, is that although he's already tahor on that day, and that starts a new Nazirus, nonetheless, since he can't bring his karbanos till tomorrow, this new tumah becoming tamei mace once again, even on the seventh day, doesn't require him to bring another set of karbanos. Whatever it is, he brings the same karbanos. He has to go through the purification process again because of becoming tamei once again, but he doesn't have to bring another set of karbanos. He waits and brings one set of karbanos for all of those tumah. So the nazir is number two on the list of one karban for many tumos. Another case, this is the case of a sota. A husband warns his wife not to have yichud with this person and this person, etc. And she secludes herself with each and every one of them. So the halacha is that she would have to bring that she does not have to bring a separate minchas seorim, the minchas knos, the barley offering, flour offering for each and every one of them. But it's sufficient that she brings one. The Pasuk says, Zos Toras HaKnaos. What does that teach you? This is the law of Knaos, of the case of Kina, which is referring to the case of Sota. Torachas, one rule, one law, one karban, L'kinuyun Harbeh. For many cases of warning where the husband is Mekane Le'ishta, warns his wife not to seclude, even though it's with multiple people. So that's number three. Number four, where there's one karban for multiple averos, is umitzora shenis naga nigoim harbe. A mitzora that has had tzaras, was afflicted many times with tzaras. So a mitzora, when he finally recovers from the condition of tzaras, Nasi has to go through a purification process. That's 8 days. It's on the first day. There's the first day. He takes two birds. Those are not karbanos. One is shechted. We've discussed this in the past. And the one that's still living, we use that to sprinkle the blood of the shechted bird on the mitzora. And then we throw that living bird, al panei hasadeh, we release that. On that day, this is all on the first day, we shave the mitzora's hair, and he goes into a mikvah. Then, on the seventh day, he shaves again, goes to the mikvah again. And on the eighth day, he brings special karbanos, he brings an asham, a chatas, and an ola. And here, if we assume we'll put him in the Olivi Yored list a little bit later, if he's poor, he doesn't have to bring, he doesn't have to bring the keves, he can bring birds for the chatas and the ola. The asham has to be a keves, but if he doesn't have enough money, he doesn't have to bring a keves, chatas, keves ola, or seir rather, chatas, and for ola, but rather he's going to bring birds for a chatas and ola. That's acceptable. So what's the Mishnah teaching us when it says mitzorosh and it's naga negoyim harbei, is afflicted with many negoyim, he's going to, he brings the same set of karbanos. So this is what it means. A mitzora, let's say he recovers from saras, and then has saras again, is afflicted with saras again, he only has to bring one set of karbanos when he recovers from everything. That would be true even if the second saras appears on the eighth day, which is the end of the purification process. You would think, oh, so the first one is over, so maybe he already chayv karbanos in the first. Not true. He's able to bring, as long as he hasn't brought the next set of karbanos, so then he can bring one set of karbanos for all of them. So far on our list. One karban for many. We have the man who has relations with Shifcha Harufa multiple times. Nazi became Tameh Meis multiple times within that week, even on the seventh day. A man who, the Isha Sota, who has secluded with many men. There was a warning from the husband on multiple. Doesn't matter, one karban. And a mitzora, shenis naga, many afflictions of a mitzora. And then the Mishnah says, Hevi si parav venis naga. What does it mean? We're coming to really modify what we said before. The mitzora that becomes tamei, have saras multiple times. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is that halacha will apply even if the mitzora already brought his birds. Now, which birds? We're speaking about the ones that are not karbanos, the ones that are used on the first day as part of that tara process, and then nisnaga, then they got saras again. So that's what, even though he started the tara process for the first saras, we assume that the second saras that he gets now is a continuation of the first, and he only brings one set of karbanos. So that we kind of explained already, but that's what the Mishnah tells us. And then the Mishnah says, Lo alu lo ad sheyavi es chataso. When we speak about a mitzora, so a mitzora who has enough money brings a male lamb as an asham, not a goat for chatas. Chatas is a really good person. A female lamb, but it has to be a female, not a seira, but rather it has to be a sheep, but it's a keves, a kifsa, as a chatas, and a male lamb as a karbanolo. So that's, everything has to be a sheep. If you're a mitzora, that's wealthy enough. But if he's poor, the asham remains must be a male lamb. But he can bring birds, he can bring torim or b'nei yonah for the chatas and the ola. So that is, and we'll see him on that list of Ola the Yored in the next Mishnah. But the point of, we need that introduction to understand what the Mishnah means over here. It says here, lo alu lo, which means that they, the two birds he brings on the beginning of his purification process, one is shechted, and the other is used to sprinkle the blood and other shechted carbon. And then we throw the second one away, al p'nei hasadeh. So those two birds he brings on the first day don't determine whether he is an ashir or an ani to tell us what karbanos he's going to bring at the end of that week. What decides that? So rather, lo alu lo ache yavi es chatas. So when is it determined? When he brings his karban chatas. That's the second of the three karbanos he has to bring at the end on that eighth day. The asham is brought first, then the chatas, then the ola. Just think of in alphabetical order. Asham, chatas, and Ola. That's the way it works. So how do we decide whether he's rich or poor? All that matters how much money he has when he brings the chata. So what does that mean? So let's say if he was poor when he brought the birds on that first day, those two birds, which are just the beginning of the purification process, and he became rich before the chatas was brought on the eighth day, so he's considered an usher, because it doesn't matter that he was poor when he brought the first two birds, because at the moment he's about to begin the carbon chatas, that's when it matters. That's when we determine whether he's rich or poor, and therefore, since he's rich, he has to bring a lamb for the chatas and the ola. But the other way, the reverse is also going to be true. So let's say he was rich on the first day, became poor before he built a carbon chatas. So he's considered a poor person. He can bring birds for the chatas and the ola. And that is the Tanakhama's opinion. Rida Omer, what is his status? His status, you're right, is not determined in the beginning on the first day when he brings those two birds, but it's determined till he brings the carbon asham. The carbon asham is the first carbon. That's the first of the three. Asham, chatas, and then ola. So if he was poor when he brought his asham, so then he remains poor and he can bring, even became rich before he brought his chatas, he can bring a chatas and an ola of birds, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because whatever he was, what his financial status was when he brought the Asham is what determines what his status is. Even though he has more money now, when he brings the Chatas and the Ola, he can bring birds for the Chatas and the Ola. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Ha'isha She'yalda V'lados Harbe. So she is the fifth on our list. This is the final person out of the five who brings one carbon for many things. Well, this won't call this an avera. Ha'isha she'yalda v'lados harbe. So what happened? She gave birth to many children, or could be miscarriages as well. And the Mishnah here. So what does that mean? And the Mishnah that would mean we spoke about this already. One carbon is if the miscarriage is taking place during, let's say, the 80 days for a female, the first 40 days of a male. So the halacha is that she brings, but we mentioned that when it comes to a male, it wouldn't happen because her miscarriages wouldn't have any status of birth. So within 80 days of the female, where she may have had a birth that's considered a child that is considered, although it's an aborted fetus that has the status of a child, status of a real miscarriage to the extent that you have to bring a carbon, one carbon would be sufficient because it's within the 80 days. Our whole discussion was what happens when she miscarries the 81st day at night. So, but within the 80 days, no doubt, one carbon for many. Then the Mishnah says, he pila besoch shmonim nekeva, v'chazra v'pila besoch shmonim nekeva, v'amapeles ta'omim. So Mishnah is saying, let's say in a case where she miscarried a female fetus within 80 days, that's within the malos of the first miscarriage, of the first birth, and of a previous female, and then miscarried again within 80 days of the second. So, and this could be, by the way, even if she miscarried a male, that would also be true. So this is a case where one carbon is sufficient. Or Mapelas Tomin, she miscarried twins. She was pregnant with twins. Two fetuses could be more than it could be triplets too. She miscarried one after the other, but each one was miscarried within the malos period, not within the 80 days of the previous one. So the halacha is one set of karbanos. But so that is exactly what we learned in the past, and this is an example of one carbon for many, in this case, not averos, but whatever the halacha demands, here we say one carbon. Then, and Ma'apelis Ta'omim, twins, is on that list as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevi'a al HaRishon, Ve'ena Mevi'a al HaSheni, that's a little bit complicated, Mevi'a al HaShlishi, Ve'ena Mevi'a al HaRivi. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says she brings karbanos for the first fetus, not the second, for the third, and not the fourth. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying? So Rabbi Yehuda does agree with the Tanna Kamma that a woman who miscarries within the 80 days of the previous birth, so the halacha is she brings only one set of karbanos. The difference is like this. He says the reason why you're not going to bring a second set of karbanos because we assume that the second miscarriage is not considered mapeles, a miscarriage at all. So why? Because it took place within the previous miscarriage or the previous birth. So it has no significance. If that would be true, so let's think about the woman who had multiple multiple miscarriages. The third miscarriage didn't fall within the Malos period, the 80 days of the second, because we don't consider the second to be existent at all. So now, what does she have to do? She has to bring a new set of karbanos for the third miscarriage. The fourth also doesn't exist because it took place within the 80 days of the third. So that means that that's true. It's not because it's within the Malos, it's because it's not considered a miscarriage. And that means you don't connect the dots anymore. You don't have each one falling within the 80-day period. And therefore, she's going to bring a karbon on the first, not on the second, because the second is not a miscarriage at all. And then on the third, why? Because that connects now not to the second doesn't exist. And the third is beyond 80 days of the first. So she has to bring a new set for that, and not on the fourth. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda understands the halacha. Then the Mishnah says, Elu Mevi'in Karban Ola V'Yored. We mentioned these are the people who bring karban depending on the financial status. We had it in Masechah Shvuos. We'll see that some of these are three levels of financial status, where the keves is the animal, that's level number one. If you're real ashir, in middle level, a person's somewhat poor, you can bring your birds. And then if you're very poor, dal shabedalim, you can bring a mincha offering. That's not true in all cases. That may be true in the first few, as we list over here. Al shmias hakol. This is the case where person is, he swore falsely, he doesn't know testimony about someone, then he admitted to it. So he has to bring karban al v'yoret. Valbitus fasayim. This is someone who declares a false shvuah with his lips, which means he swore he did something. The hara lo heitiv. He did do something, or did not do something in the past, or maybe in the future. He swears he will do something, will not do something, and ends up breaking his shvuah. So you have to bring a karban al v'yoret for that. Aval tumas mikdash v'kadashav. This is where a person who is went into the Beis HaMikdash, had a state of unawareness when he was tamei, or he ate kachim when he was tamei. So that's also karban al v'yoret. These are the people who have those three levels. V'hayoledes, v'hametzora are also on this list, but they only have two levels. The woman, let's say, brings a lamb and a bird, or two birds. Those are the two possibilities. If a woman who's wealthy brings a male lamb as an olah and a tor or a benyona for her chatas, but if she can't afford the lamb for the olah, so then she can bring to an ola and a chatas as birds. Two levels. Mitzorah, the same thing. A male, as you mentioned, a male lamb as an asham, a female lamb as a chatas, and a male lamb as an ola. But if he's poor, the asham asham has to be a keves, but he can bring birds, torah or b'nei yonah, for the chatas and the ola. Two levels. Then the Mishnah says, Uma ben hashifcha levein kol ha'arayos. So what's the difference? We'll see many, we know probably some of them already, between the shifcha charufor, and someone has relations with her, as we'll see, and the and regular arayos in the Torah. So number one, shelo shavsa lahen lo ba'onash velo ba'karban. Number one, very different. They have different halachos with respect to punishment and when it comes to a karban. Shekol arayos b'chatas. Arayos, assuming it's b'shogeg, you bring a karban chatas. V'hashifcha b'asham. But relations with the shivcha harufa, you bring karban asham. Number two, kol arayos b'nekeva, v'shivcha b'zachar. When it comes to other arayos, someone who has relations with one of the arayos has to bring a nekeva, a female animal, which is a si'ira l'chatas, bar, or kifsa, or si'ira l'chatas. But when it comes to relations with the shivcha, you bring a zachar, you bring a male animal as an asham. Kol arayos echad o ish, v'echad o isha shavim b'makos v'karban. By other arayos, the man and the woman get the same punishment, whether it's Malkos or a Karban. If either of them sinned, if it's on purpose, so they're going to get the same punishments. Whether it's Malkos or Kares or Misas Beistin, and if it's unintentional, each one brings a Karban Chatas. Yet Uvashicha v'lo Hishva so ish lisha ba Malkos v'lo so isha lo ish ba Karban. Interestingly, when it comes to their relation with the Shivcha Harufa, so the man and the woman are different regarding Malkos. Who gets the malchus? The woman does, not the man. Who brings the karban asham? The man does, and not the woman. Then the Mishnah says, "Kol ha'arayos asa bahem es hama'arba kagomer." So now we're mentioning something else regarding Arayos, and that is, and versus the case of other cases, we spoke about Shifcha here. We'll see one more Chumrah, we'll see that Arayos have over Shifcha, but we'll see that Shifcha also has a Chumrah over Arayos. What is it when it comes to Arayos? Also ben hamna orek hagomer, when it comes to relations themselves, so the act itself, you're chayav, whether you begin the act or you complete the act, the halacha is going to be the same. And v'chayav kol biyubia, you have to bring a karbon for, it can't be killed multiple times, but if it's b'shogeg, on each and every bia, you're going to be chayav a separate karbon. Assuming that each one is takes within a different state of unawareness, but shifcha harufa is different. Shifcha harufa we mentioned already. We bring one karbon for multiple relations with this woman, and the halacha is that the man is only chayv the karbon asham, and the woman malkos by shifcha harufa if he completes the act. It has to be gomer. And then the Mishnah concludes, Zechomer Hechmir Bas Shifcha, but Shifcha also has a Chama over other Arayos, She'asa Ba Es HaMezid Kashogeg. The Mezid is that we treat one who is a Mezid, we treat him as strictly as someone who is Shogeg. So what does that mean? Sounds somewhat strange. What's the chumrah? The chumrah is that when you do something amazing, you're not going to be chayv misai, you bring a karbon asham. So what's the chiddush? Why is that a chumrah? The fact that you bring a karbon asham regardless. So so one explanation is that it's considered a stringency because even if a person does tshuva, let's say, you're not going to get out of things. You can do tshuva and you get out of kares. But if you do tshuva, you're not going to get out of bringing carbon. So someone who is going to be chayv kares can be exempt from complete punishment. One who does tshuva, when it comes to shivcha harufa, you're going to bring that karban asham regardless, even if you were amazed and he did tshuva. So that's what it means, that there's a chumrah that amazed and it's treated like shogeg.